Hello, my name is Iolanthe, and this is my voice reel. So, I got an idea for a Heinz ketchup commercial. I was at this super posh restaurant, super posh, the type of place that has chandeliers and paintings on the wall and way too many forks. I think classical music was playing, or maybe it was jazz. Nah, definitely classical. The hostess walks up to me and she says, "Iolanthe, is this your first time dining with us?" And I say, "Yep." The waiter comes over and he's telling me about the specials. Super fancy, fancy vegetables, fancy sauces. And I say, "Sounds fancy." So, fast forwards, and the food comes. The waiter goes on to tell me, "We are proud to present this farm-to-table, blah, 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 posh and fancy, blah, 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 with a side, blah, blah, blah." You know, the food looked good. I just thought there was something missing. So, I reached into my bag and I take out the only thing that can complete me. And, at that point, the whole world came to a stop. And the waiter was screaming through his eyes, "No!" But Heinz ketchup completes every dish. So, that's my idea. When it comes to our periods, we've always been made to feel a certain way. We've been made to feel gross. Made to feel like we have no choice. Made to feel uncomfortable and unnatural in our own bodies. Modi Body period undies are made for you to feel better about your period. They're made for you to feel normal, because that's what periods are. Modi Body are made for you to feel however you want to feel. This is an ode to the free thinkers who roll with the remixes, poetry beat knickers and those with the sleep knickers. More complex than Oedipus, these figures dream bigger. We live and breathe it in Soho. Feel the pumping heart of clubs and bars in London's largest gay village. 50 shades of misbehaving infiltrate the grey image. Angel faces stray from grace and straight up front away with it. Mate, we came to stay different, ain't the place to place in it. She is tattoos and piercing. He is black suits and beard trim. People that do the weird things. We are Soho. This is London Fashion Week in Soho. This is tomorrow. Tomorrow, very early, someone will go on her first ever run. Right after, Shelly-Anne will run the 100 in under 10 seconds. By lunchtime, a shoe will grow from a seed. The WNBA will surpass the NBA in popularity. This tennis legend will launch her own video game. Also, tomorrow, we will all finally respect athletes' mental health. A woman will run a marathon on Mars. Tomorrow, we will celebrate new champions. And once sport is declared a human right, tomorrow will go really crazy. Marie Antoinette will score 7 in 7 minutes, Sky will land a 16-20, LeBron will score 120, and I don't know what this is, but it looks amazing. Of course, the internet will break. The perfect cup of tea is never created in a single moment. It is the sum of your experiences. A scent half remembered, a familiar face barely glimpsed. It is time with others. It is time alone. Reflecting, researching, and then, when the time is right, entering the place where past and present collide. The act of creation, the concentration of all you've been and all you've known, met with a moment's inspiration. For even in a time when no one's time is ever free, there is always time for tea.